This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Matt Staver, founder of Liberty Counsel and dean of the Liberty University Law School. His organization has been very actively involved in defending the definition of traditional marriage as the way that the U.S. states across the country view the issue of marriage. His group argued for traditional marriage in California, and today we talk about the debate before the Iowa State Supreme Court about what the definition of marriage will be in the Hawkeye State. And Matt, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Well, this started all because a judge in Iowa decided that the state's Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional in terms of the Iowa State Constitution. What did that law say, and what was the reasoning given for overturning it?
Well, Iowa has a Defense of Marriage Act that specifically defines marriage as the union of one man and one woman, and the trial judge, Robert Hansen, said that the Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional. Now, in order to come to that conclusion, he said that there's no legitimate or rational or even conceivable reason for the marriage laws, which is a very radical decision to say that there's no debatable position that the state can have, no even debate on this issue for the reason for marriage as one man and one woman. I mean, that's quite a stretch, but that's what this judge did. That case was then appealed by the state up to the Iowa Supreme Court, and oral arguments were conducted. It's my view that after listening to the judge's questions, that in fact the judges at the Iowa Supreme Court will do the right thing and uphold the marriage laws. But I think it underscores an issue, and that is we shouldn't have to wait with bated breath to determine whether a judge is going to rewrite the definition of marriage. It's just simply not the provenance of a judge.
Matt, take us into what you just said a moment ago, that by listening or from what you heard about the hearing today, that you think that traditional marriage is going to end up on the winning side of this verdict. What makes you believe that?
Well, the attorney that was representing the same-sex marriage advocates here trying to undermine the marriage laws had a very, very weak argument and didn't, in fact, have any good reasons for overturning the marriage laws. In fact, he said that right now, the people of Iowa would support marriage as one man and one woman. They're not ready for same-sex marriage, but he asked the court to go ahead and impose it upon them anyway. Well, when the justices of the Iowa Supreme Court asked him reasons why, he really had no good basis, no legal arguments, and no rational, legitimate reasons to overturn the marriage laws. And the way that they were questioning him makes me suggest and certainly understand that they're not sympathetic to him. They were questioning even the court's role in this matter, whether the court should simply get out of it and allow this to be decided by the people, not by the courts.
In contrast, how were the attorneys in favor of traditional marriage treated by the justices?
Well, the justices treated that the state attorney fairly well and did not have the barrage of questions that they gave to the attorney representing the same-sex marriage advocate. So the nature of the questions, the number of questions, seemed to indicate which way the court was going. Now, I've done enough of these oral arguments to know that you can't really tell which way the courts will go after these oral arguments. But in this particular one, I feel fairly confident that they'll uphold the marriage laws. But that itself, while it is good news, and hopefully they'll continue to write the opinion how it looked like they were leaning today, really gives me pause, because we shouldn't have to wait with bated breath or to anticipate the next headline news to determine whether marriage is one man and one woman, something that's objective, obvious, and the foundation of our families, still survives.
Matt, as regular listeners to the program will know, you've been on the program before, most recently, to talk about your efforts to reinstitute traditional marriage as the definition in California. You were unfortunately unsuccessful before the California Supreme Court, but were successful through the ballot box, Proposition 8 passing in California on Election Day. Obviously, we've seen a tremendous backlash against the Mormon Church, against the black community, against evangelical Christians. What do you believe is the impact of the reaction to that vote out in California?
Well, you know, you mentioned the loss at the California Supreme Court. That was the first loss that we at Liberty Counsel ever had on the issue of marriage. But the good news is the people responded. We worked with many pastors around the state of California, and they, both in the black and Hispanic community, the Caucasian community, the Asian community, they came together and they reversed this activist judge's ruling, the 4-3 decision of May 2008. But as you pointed out, there's been a big pushback from the same-sex marriage advocates in California. I think one of the things that it's done is unmask some of the non-tolerant aspect of the homosexual agenda. You often hear the words tolerance, And oftentimes we get lulled to sleep to say, well, it's just a matter of being tolerant. And frankly, Americans and people of faith are tolerant people. But I think one of the things that this has indicated is that although the rhetoric on the other side is tolerance, the actions are not tolerant at all. And when you target churches for their support of marriage, and when you paint various kinds of graffiti on the sides of churches and you send white powder to churches because of their support of marriage, that's not tolerant. And in fact, in one case, one lady, a daughter of the owner of a Mexican restaurant, gave $100 as a contribution to support the marriage amendment. Well, they had to call out the LA riot police, and they had to don their riot gear to calm the crowds outside of the Mexican restaurant just because they were protesting so violently over one person who gave a $100 contribution to support marriage. That's not the kind of America that the founding fathers envisioned, and it's certainly not the kind of America that most people want. We want an America that has strong families. Fathers and mothers do make a difference. Same-sex marriage will create a fatherless and a motherless society, and it will create a very hostile environment to people of faith and people of family values.
The last 30 seconds, where after Iowa do you expect some of the battlegrounds to be in this debate?
Well, I think it's going to be in any one of those states that don't have constitutional state marriage amendments. There's 30 states right now, meaning 20 states don't have them. They all have laws regarding marriages, one man and one woman, but there's going to be skirmishes everywhere. That's why we need to show up. When we show up, we can win. And I think we must show up. This is a battle that we can win. It's a battle that we cannot, must not lose.
Matt, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Counsel and dean of the Liberty University Law School. This is Dateline Washington.